Corrie is on the line from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Corrie Rasmus, one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking today about fermented foods. And no, it doesn't include wine in this particular chat. But Corrie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
It's always a pleasure having the Heart and Stroke Foundation and you chatting to us. Corrie, today, fermented foods. We as South Africans, we've been enjoying them for ages. Amasi and Makgio, what makes these foods good for us?
Yes, so fermented foods have been a part of South African diets for a very long time. And the reason that fermented foods are so good is because they have loads and loads of beneficial bacteria in them, so probiotics. Mm. So our digestive system is full of hundreds of thousands of different bacteria, and we always want the good bacteria to be more than the harmful bacteria. So fermented foods replenish that good bacteria in the digestive system. There are so many health benefits that more and more research is showing how a healthy gut or a healthy digestive system is linked to your overall health, but also linked to your cardiovascular system, to your mood. So it's linked to outcomes like depression and anxiety, improvement of that, of course. It's even linked to non-communicable diseases like type 2 diabetes. So fermented foods have huge health benefits.
Right. And talking about beneficial health outcomes, what beneficial health outcomes are probiotics linked to?
Yes. So what they do is, in the digestive system, they can influence the production of different hormones, the absorption of different nutrients. So firstly, they can improve actually your mineral absorption and vitamin synthesis. So remember, some vitamins we get through our food, but some vitamins we also actually make or produce in our digestive system. So vitamin B12, for example. So the beneficial probiotics or good bacteria can help with that. It can improve digestion and cholesterol absorption. So you have a better cholesterol profile. It can also help with blood pressure regulation that we know, of course, is so linked to heart disease, heart attacks and strokes. That's more or less how they improve your health.
Right. And how is the gut linked to the heart and brain in terms of our health?
Yes. So the gut and the brain and the heart, let's start with the gut and the brain. They're connected through a pathway called the gut-brain axis. And what we eat, and of course fermented foods, that influences which bacteria live in our gut. Mm-hmm. And that's known as the gut microbiome, which comprises of all these hundreds of thousands different bacteria. And we say that in our gut or in our digestive system, hormones can be produced, or neurotransmitter. Mm. And we know that hormones like serotonin, dopamine, they affect our mood. So we've seen through research that when you consume high amounts of refined carbohydrates, food with lots of sugar, that not only increases the traditional things like your risk for obesity and diabetes, but we also see that that negatively impacts the hormones that's produced in the gut, and that can actually cause poor mental health and impact your mood. And then again, on the other side, we see that eating lots of fermented foods, lots of probiotics and prebiotics, lots of fiber, that actually helps with the production of hormones like serotonin that make you feel good, that improve your mood and of course, is linked to better mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So what we eat really can affect also how we feel.
And how can listeners start incorporating fermented foods like amazi or makhiu into their everyday meals? You know, because these are actually traditional foods, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, no, definitely. So it's so important to remember and highlight and celebrate our traditional foods, you know, even in the landscape where we are now, where we're eating more and more processed foods, and we're not cooking as much at home, we tend to forget about traditional foods, or might not even be aware of how beneficial these traditional foods actually are. So yes, so in anywhere where you use milk, you can actually use a bit of amazi. I mean, even in baking, you can substitute milk with amazi. Makhiu can be such a healthy snack in between the day. Instead of grabbing your processed packet of snack, chips, whatever, a drink of makhiu can give you that sustained energy, but of course has that fermentation, so it has some of that good bacteria, which is great. Important to remember.
And international fermented foods like kimchi and sauerkraut compared to our own traditional foods, how do they match up?
Yes, so what's great about fermented foods is that there are hundreds of thousands of different bacteria, and different fermented foods, of course, go through different processes. So they have different bacteria, and we want all those beneficial bacteria. So, of course, I would urge listeners to try new foods. So these foods, for example, sauerkraut, is becoming more and more available in your local supermarkets. So I would definitely urge listeners to go and try these new foods. So sauerkraut is great. That's your fermented cabbage. In South Africa, we are cabbage lovers. Mm. Lots of people enjoy cabbage. So, you know, sauerkraut can be a great option to also add some of that beneficial bacteria into your diet. So definitely go and try them. Kimchi, of course, is an Asian fermented dish. If you like heat or spice, generally it's a little bit spicy, so that's a great way to add some spice to your dish, but you're also adding that beneficial bacteria. You also get miso paste, which is a fermented soybean paste, which is also great for flavoring dishes. Using miso, because it can be very salty, instead of your stock cubes, that can work, instead of your soup powders. So you're adding some of that fermented food and bacteria. It's really so beneficial for your health. So I would urge listeners to go out and to try some new fermented foods.
And talking about fermented foods, can we make our own fermented foods at home?
Yes, definitely. So let's take sauerkraut, for example. That is your fermented cabbage. So that can easily be made at home. Kimchi also a lot of people make at home. And then kombucha, which is a fermented tea, can be one of the easier things to make at home. So no, definitely people can make fermented foods at home. Of course, if you're just starting with fermented food, first find the ones you like, but many of them are so easy. You just add the food with a little bit of salt in a jar. And like we said, it's traditionally, so makhiu, for example, many households actually make their own, because it's fermented maize, so you can use that with making the water and fermented. So no, definitely, definitely.
It can be done. And Corrie, where can listeners find more information or recipes for that matter? I know the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a lot of resource material.
Yes, so we have recipe booklets We have lots of resource material on heart health, brain health, on the digestive system and your diet. So that's available on our website at heartfoundation.co.za.
Great. And Kari, thank you very much for chatting, and go and make some of your own Michiel and tell us about it.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you.
Thanks very much for chatting. We'll chat again next week, Tuesday.